Are you well-fed or hungry? I repeat the question. Are you well-fed or hungry? Guys, today's conversation is going to be a very, very important and a very beautiful one. So stay tuned. I happened to meet this 20-year-old gentleman, I should say, in the store that I went for shopping today. And since I had a lot of stuff here to help me carry the groceries a little bit, and while he was helping me put stuff into my car, we just got talking and I asked him, "So how old are you?" He said, "I'm 20. I said, "And what did you study?" He said, "I just studied up to my 10th grade. And I said, "What happened after that?" He said, "You know, well, my family's financial condition wasn't very good, so I had to give up studies and start working because we didn't have enough food at home." And I thought, "Oh, wow, so you started working very young." He said, "Yes, and today, because I'm working, I'm able to support my sister to finish her graduation." I thought, wow, that was amazing. I think this guy's determination to provide for his sister, something that he didn't have himself, was phenomenal. When I offered him some money, he said, "No, ma'am, I'm good, thank you." And I thought, wow, what a gentleman. He's not looking at people to rescue him or to help him or to respect him or anything. What stood out to me about this guy was he respected life and he respected work. And he did such a good job of his work that his work spoke for himself. And he was not looking for any kind of charity, pity, sympathy, nothing of that sort. I think it's not about how much we have, but it's about how much we respect what we have. And more importantly, the main thing, the theme of today's conversation is, do you have the hunger for life? Are you well fed and comfortable and hence complacent and laid back? Or are you hungry in life? Whatever you're hungry for, that's when you're going to go after it. That's when you're going to get it. Look at all the great success stories in the past. Look at all the great interventions in the past. Everything that has happened until now has happened because somebody was hungry to do that, to get there, to get somewhere. It is their hunger that got them from where they were to where they are today and the contributions that they've made today. But unfortunately, for those of us who are already well-fed, we feel so comfortable in our lives that we're just trying to survive and forget survival. We're also sitting and complaining about the little things in life. Why? Because we're well-fed. Our existential needs are taken care of. So now what do? Instead of being grateful for it, we start complaining about all the frivolous things that are of no consequence or of very little consequence. And you look at all these other people on the other hand, there are millions of these kind of 20-year-olds in this world today, where they're an inspiration to all of us. Imagine they don't have much. They in fact have very little, but still the way they are standing up and doing things, not just to take care of their basic needs, but to also provide for others and give them things that they didn't have themselves. That's amazing, isn't it? So for those of us who are saying we're not inspired, we're not motivated, or we just run from day to day without much thought, without much eagerness, without much motivation, I think it is time for us to think. Are we like this because we really have the food to eat and our existential needs are taken care of? Are we waiting for life to give us such a rude knock on our head that we wake up and say, "Oh my God, I have to be grateful for all the other things that I've taken for granted until now"? When you look at all these stories where they are struggling to make ends meet, they don't have enough food to eat, and yet you see the dignity with which they carry themselves is amazing. So ask yourself, are you well-fed and complacent, or do you have the hunger for life? For those of us who have that hunger, we're going to go ahead and achieve things that others may think impossible. Why? Because we are hungry for it. Anyone who is hungry for spiritual awakening will go on that path. Anyone who is hungry for success will go on that path. Anyone who is hungry for anything in life is going to do something worth doing. It is the others who are well-fed where we're worried because we're going to get complacent, we're going to get complaining, whining, expecting others to do things for us. We also seem to have a sense of entitlement because whatever we've gotten, we are not grateful for it. We have a further sense of entitlement that we have to get more than what we already have. None of us deserve anything by default, guys. We have to earn every single meal that we are eating today. We have to be grateful for every single meal that we're eating today. If you're running short of motivation, go out there. Strike conversations with all those people around you who are serving you today in different shapes and forms. Talk to all of them. There are inspiring stories which we are not bothered to even know because we're too consumed by our own selves and our little needs and greeds. Rise beyond your needs and greeds. Don't be so satisfied with, you know, being fed that you forget that life is more and that you can do more with every single day that you have. Reach out, talk to people, find out all these stories, inspire yourselves. There is no dearth for inspiration for any of us who are looking for it. So make sure you reach out beyond yourself so that you find yourself not just motivated, but hungry to do more, to achieve more, and hence make the world a better place than where you found it in the first place. So here's wishing you all of that. Best of love and luck to each of you, and may you rise beyond your hunger, may you rise beyond the basic needs, may you rise above all of it and find what you truly, truly can do in this world. God bless. This is Narmada Rao, psychologist and NLP trainer, signing out.